This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? My fans out there, they love this show. Steve-O, Rich, Ronnie. Are we ready to do it again here, boys, this Sunday?
Absolutely. Looking forward to a big game.
Hey, we got a full house. Full house. It's a Thursday. We're gearing up for Sunday night football coming up, right?
And yes,
we got
sir.
We should have a really good program here. We got, like I said, Big Rich in the house with us, Big Rodney in the house with us. Everybody's going gangbusters here.
How much of a great response did we have with that Cowboy game we did?
It's unbelievable. So if you missed it, folks, we did Facebook Live last Thursday night when the Cowboys, I would like to say, beat the crap out of the Vikings, but they squeaked by. But we were in the studio, went Facebook Live. We had over 1,500 interactions with
comments,
our fans out there, comments.
Yeah.
Is a really different way of doing the show. So
no, they loved it. They loved it, and I tell you what, I got something this time around because last time I just threw it out and I didn't get into the specifics of it on how we give it out and so forth. But the Tony Romo shirt, this is what I came up with. This is my idea. No intern back there or anything like that. This is my jersey, so I'm throwing this out there. What I want to do is. When the game starts, I want the jersey under comments with your name on it, and I just want you to interact. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get all these names. If it's like 1,500, 2,000, I don't care. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to pull it out of this cowboy helmet I got, and that's who I'm going to give it to.
That'll be awesome. Then we'll have to get back in touch with them.
Yeah.
We'll private message you on Facebook,
exactly.
Obviously, get the address. And we've shipped a couple of jerseys out already, so that's exciting stuff. So got a couple other things for you guys today as we go through. We'll be we got a fan coming on, a guest with us that we'll be getting on the phone here shortly. It's going to be Chris Randolph. He runs something called the VIP Sports Getaway, so we're going to get him on, get his
take.
Is that
exclusive Cowboy stuff?
No. I think
he
does
all sorts of.
It looks like he does some Ranger stuff. I'll have him find, you know, give us a little bit more detail
okay,
on what
yeah,
he does.
Definitely.
But he's down there in the Texas area, so we're going to have him on. And then a little bit later in the show, we got the professor coming on, like she always does.
Excellent.
Colleen will be on with us. She joined us at halftime during our live broadcast. We'll get her on again. We're going to do the live broadcast on Sunday night. We're going to do it. And then we got Flex to the Tampa game. The following Sunday is going to be a primetime game, and we're going to come back in the studio and do a Facebook Live there. And then
that's excellent.
And then I think you guys are going to do it while Colleen and I are down in Dallas. You guys are going to try to do another one. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on, and we haven't even gotten to the 11-1 record.
11-1 record. It's unbelievable. And one more thing I'd like to give a shout-out to. We just hit 10,000 on the likes on the Cowboy Podcast on Facebook.
Wow, thanks, folks. Thank you.
10,000.
That's big. Now we're shooting for 20. Yeah,
20. Yeah, so that should ramp up. So if they want to find us, cowboyspodcast.com on, you know, Cowboys Podcast on Facebook, cowboyspodcast.com if you want to listen to us and past episodes. I'm Steve-O Jones on Facebook, and everybody kind of chimes in. We got a great blog writer out there. Rob Dobbs doing a great job on his blogs.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. So
he does a great job.
This is we are really, really taking off with this program. A lot has to do with the Cowboys being great, the bandwagon jumping on, but a lot of it has to do with just our excellent things that were being provided out here by Lineup Media. So thanks to the boss guy, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It seems like when we did this game, I'm wondering if they all go to 10-second delay with their direct or their dish, if they pause it and just count like 10 seconds and then release, maybe they could be live with us too then on Facebook. Hopefully, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, hopefully we can get somebody smarter than you and I in here to figure that out.
Yeah, no kidding. 1,000. No,
that's why we have Rich.
Yeah, thank you, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what? Michelle left a message on the thing here. It was so cool because I really enjoyed it. I had to put it, okay, guys, that was fun. It really, basically, she just said that it was like one big group, like a bar scene, and everyone's kicking back together and enjoying the game. And this is exactly what you predicted, Steve-O. And I had my doubts. I didn't know if it would go good or not, but everyone loved it. And this may be a new thing because no other cowboy show or anything like that does this. So
right.
Love it.
And you were hammering back the Miller Lite. Talking about the game and cheering them on. And
the wings. Don't forget the wings.
I mean, I was on a diet during the whole thing, so I didn't really
You're still on the damn wings. I had nine wings. I counted the bones.
I got to get Steve-O, too, because he cleared out an entire tin of that chicken pasta, which was very good, by the way, but Steve did not share it.
Thank you, Pizza Hut.
I was just grateful there was some food left when I got here. I got here at halftime, and there was still quite a bit left, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
Jono was kind enough to share his wings, so thank you very much for that.
Did you actually take my wings?
I did.
See?
You're
still holding on to it.
I had that on my side.
We took the wings. That's Jono's upset.
We've got an NFC East showdown, and I think this is the week that things start to separate. I really think that, okay, we're 11-1. I got that. But right now, this is the week that we just say we're the best. We're the best, not only NFC, but the whole NFL, because I really think that we are going to put a statement behind this game.
I hope so, obviously, because this is an important one. You know, that this win would kind of really set everything up for the end of the season and making that last push, making sure everybody's healthy. And if you look at how things are really lining up, Pierre Paul is out now.
That big injury is humongous.
But if you look at, you know, you have the safety going down for Seattle. You have Julio Jones down in Atlanta that's nursing an injury. So you're starting to see some of these teams that we look around the NFC.
Gronkowski's out as well.
Right. But I was just sticking that to that'll hopefully play in the Super Bowl, right?
Absolutely.
If you're thinking down the road. But if you start talking about these teams and the excitement, you start thinking about man, it might be setting up if we can stay healthy, which is a huge deal in the NFL, that you start having the advantage swing in your way even more so than 11, 12, 14 win seasons.
But I'm really talking about this giant defense relied on this pass rush, and JPP, he put it on every week. I mean, this guy gets it going. He's not there now. Their defensive line is pretty banged up anyway. Their offense is banged. This is not a progressive type of offense right now. I checked this out. The Giants are ranked 31st on third down conversions. That's only one team is worse than them, and that's the Rams. They're at 33%. That's horrible.
Well, and, John, we had spoke earlier about the Giants. It's not so much that they're winning. They're just not losing. And, you know, there's a huge difference between sticking it to somebody and dominating the game and winning the game.
But they're not playing good teams.
Well, they're not playing good teams.
That's
exactly my point. They're not losing, but they're really not winning.
Right.
And, of course, everybody knows week one, 20-19, we lost to them. And, you know, it's been a thorn in the Cowboys' side ever since. And I think they really put it on them. And maybe, this is my thought at least, that last week against the Vikings, we may have overlooked them a little bit, planning ahead to this Giants game. And we still came out with a win, but that's kind of a situation of the Giants. We didn't really win that game. We just didn't lose that game. So I think we're going to bring it this week. And really, without JPP, that's a big hole in that defense.
How big is that, Rodney?
With JPP being out?
Right.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, that's huge. If Prescott can be comfortable in the pocket, he can check down when he needs to, take a shot downfield whenever it's available. That's what our offense wants to do. And I think, like you said, in week one, we were still trying to figure out our identity a little bit. You know, like, we're a totally different team
Absolutely.
This week than we were week one. We know what we are now, and we're going to try to do what we do best. So
I think the Cowboys' big thing this year is mismatches. We're finding mismatches on the offense. I think Prescott is looking around, finding what we can exploit. And with this defense right here, I think the Giants D right now, they're going to be showing their hand. Every time. I don't think that they're going to hide anything from us. Yeah. I think the linebackers are going to be playing up now. I think we're going to exploit a lot of things here. And Witten, my friends, is going to have a big game. In my mind, I think Witten, check this out. 60 balls have been thrown to Beasley, 41 for first downs. That's really big number. And 52 catches for 28 first downs for Witten. I think Giants have a hard time with tight ends, and we're going to see it this week. This Sunday, I'm really predicting a lot will come out of Witten.
Now, for all the Cowboy fans out there that Sunday Night Football, you know, Chris Collinsworth, every time JPP's on the field, he has a – I wonder if I got some kind of relationship going. Can I say it on the air?
Sure.
It drives me freaking nuts. Oh, JPP, he did this. Oh, my God, it's the most exceptional player ever. So who's he going to talk about?
At least he's going to only talk about one player. But Troy Aikman talks about the whole opposition we play against. So that's a whole different
story. I give
Troy
a break because he was a Cowboy. Collinsworth, I could never stand. And worse yet, when it won't be, he won't have this game, but Phil Sims.
Oh, my God, he's horrible.
It drives me nuts, and I never liked him because, you know, that was back in the days when Phil Sims was the Giants quarterback. Danny White was the Cowboys, and Phil used to take it to him, and now he's in a broadcast booth, and I can't stand him there either. I went down negative town, didn't I?
Yeah, you went negative real quick.
I've never seen this side of you, Rick.
Yeah.
It's just how I really feel about Phil Sims and Chris Collinsworth.
Well, I tell you what, are we ready, yeah. Steve? Can we get our guy on here?
Yeah, Chris is ready to go. So, hey, Chris, got you on the line. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. It's snowing here in Abilene, Texas.
Well, that's not right, is it?
No.
Wait a minute.
Texas?
In Texas.
Holy cow. I'm supposed to be coming down there in a couple weeks. I don't need snow. I need sunshine.
Yeah, we're hoping for it. I looked at the forecast, and it looks like it's probably going to be about 40 degrees, 50 degrees while we're tailgating. We have heaters out there for people that can't stand the cold.
Love it. Well, let me introduce you to the people out here on the podcast that are going to be listening. This is Chris Randolph. He is a friend of the show, and he is a huge, huge Cowboy fan. So, and he also has a business down there, a couple of them that we're going to get into here in a little bit. But, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself and your affinity for the Cowboys right now.
Well, you got to love the Cowboys being from Texas, you know. Live in Abilene, Texas, which is about 2.5 hours from the Metroplex, and everybody around here is big Cowboy fans, and a lot of us love the history of the Dallas Cowboys because, you know, it goes back a long ways, and when you're as popular with the Cowboys, the history stays there, and you just want to keep repeating, and so I think that's the neat thing. I've been fortunate enough to become really, really close friends with Bill Bates, you know, 3-time Super Bowl champion. And, when you become friends with Bill Bates, you know, you got to love the Dallas Cowboys.
Absolutely. I think Bill Bates. One of, when you look around, he's one of those staples, those guys that, you know, just epitomize Dallas Cowboys. And when I think of it, it's him, Walt Garrison, you got Jay Novacek's, those guys, you just, for some reason, they got Cowboy in their blood, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and Bill's one of the few players in history that played for Tom Landry, Barry Switzer, and Jimmy Johnson. He played for all three coaches. So it's very, very fun to sit down with Bill and listen to his stories because he has three different coaches from that era that he played for.
You know what I appreciate, Chris? This is Jono. What I appreciate about Bill Bates was when we were doing awful, we'd always depend on that one all-pro, and that was Bill Bates. And it was like we didn't have anyone else popping up, and that was our only all-pro that we had, and Bill Bates led that kickoff team, man. He was outrageously damn good.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and you know, I've been around him a lot, and I love watching his interaction with Cowboy fans, the true Cowboy fans, because a lot of Cowboy fans really respect Bill for he played for the Cowboys for 15 years. He walked on, and he's that blue-collar guy that works his butt off just like all the rest of us do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really relate to Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, Chris, and you just mentioned that. I didn't know he was a walk-on, but he was always one of my favorites, and he reminded me of a younger version, even though he played different positions, than a Randy White. Randy White, to me, was a traditional cowboy. He was a farmer and blue-collar to the core, but hard worker. Even late in his career there, both with Randy White and then Bill Bates, you know, they didn't have a lot left because they'd given everything they had on the field, but yet they were character guys. They always brought it every time, and they were great motivator for some of the younger guys. And I didn't realize he played for Landry, Switzer, and for Johnson. That's pretty amazing. I guess I should have looked back, but that's absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, most people don't know that. There's only a few Cowboy players that actually did that. So that's a feat in itself. You know, but, you know, we love the Cowboys and we keep up with that kind of stuff. But, you know, I was actually talking to Bill just the other day.
We'll have to get Bill on the show.
Yeah, no doubt. We could. I feel that you can just feel it in the air with this new team. And Bill was talking about how, you know, it used to feel when they won 3 Super Bowls, and, you know, you just knew. And with this team that we're all watching now, you know, it's phenomenal. You just have that feeling.
Oh, wow, it's got to be energizing the entire country too.
This room just get hotter, is it me?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Man, oh man.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, Chris, and we don't get it. We get a little bit up here. I know we talked a little off the air that we're up in the St. Louis market, and we have a little bit of that with our St. Louis baseball Cardinals. But when I was down in Texas a couple of months ago, it was. I mean, everywhere you're walking, there are people in head-to-toe Cowboys gear. It's unreal how strong Cowboy Nation is down in Texas. And we see it up here. I mean, I got friends. I walk into a grocery store or something wearing a cowboy hat, and you'll see, you know, another cowboy hat walking through. But when I say cowboy's hat, not a cowboy hat. But it is unreal that this year, I mean, everything coming together, it's like we're putting a band back together, and we're full steam ahead right now.
Oh, absolutely. And talking about the fans in Texas, I mean, even the further south you go, and even into Mexico, it's unbelievable. I know we'll talk a little bit about what I do later on in the show, but the Hispanic community in Mexico is unbelievable, and they love the Dallas Cowboys. And of course, even Canada and Australia and England, you know, they all come to the games, and it's really neat to see.
Mecca.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you probably see that a little bit more, and we'll kind of delve into what you do. Once again, folks, we're on with Chris Randolph. I want to introduce his business. It's VIP Sports Getaway. But you probably run into that quite a bit because of what you're able to service you provide out there. You're a full-service Dallas Cowboy game package. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in the business and what it entails.
Well, about 9 years ago, I was in the transportation business, the trucking business, and I looked to myself as, you know, the logistics part of moving freight around the world or, you know, whatnot. And so I said, well, I'm going to buy a bus, and I'm going to take people from all over and use the logistics and take them to special destinations. Well, the one thing that just kept popping in my mind was the Dallas Cowboys, because everybody wanted to always go to a Cowboy game. So I bought one bus and 14 season tickets to the old stadium, and the very first in 2007 was the first year I did it, and I sold out every ticket on the bus for every game, and then I knew I was onto something. And so moving forward now, over this period of 9 years, you know, I've grown to accumulate a whole lot of season tickets. I was fortunate enough to be able to buy the Fishbone Grill, which is directly across the street of Cowboy Stadium. It's actually 0.02 tenths of a mile. I can actually throw a football in the entrance. And the cool thing about the Fishbone Grill is behind the Fishbone Grill is where we bring in Mr. Bill Bates, and we have the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate 3 hours before every Cowboy game. It's unlimited Miller Lite, margaritas, food, drinks, live DJ, restroom, security, a 16,000 party tent, digital TVs, and it's, you know, it's unbelievable. We hold 2,000 people, and we sell out every game, and Bill's over there meeting and greeting and signing autographs. And the best part about it all is just the beginning, because this is all fun, but guess what? We get to walk across the street and go watch the best team in the world play football.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's unreal. Now, when like I said, that's another thing we talked about. I've been fortunate enough to go to a lot of sporting events around the country, and I'm that type of guy that, you know, I really don't stress out about a whole lot, but I think it takes away from – that's my enjoyable part of the experience, is the just what I call make it happen experience. And
exactly.
I think there's 99% of the people would just be so stressed. I mean, I'll go to a game without tickets. I'll just have cash in hand, and we'll, you know, hey, let's make it happen.
See what happens.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. But I've been to places, and I think I miss out on what you call the experience of it, and that part of the tailgate and being around the fans, where I spend most of my pregame getting the ticket and then getting into the stadium.
Right.
If they do your
service, you could already be having fun. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think, Steve, what you'd said there, and Chris, I didn't introduce myself earlier. It's Rich here. The experience, that's the perfect word for what you're doing for this. Instead of going there stressing out about having tickets, man, you're creating a whole experience. Instead of spending 3 hours, you go there, watch a football game. Man, this is a whole day. This is something you're going to remember forever, something you're going to cherish. And the fact that you've been able to make this work and set this up is absolutely amazing. And it sounds like, obviously, it's your passion. So to pursue your passion, which is, you know, fulfilling other people's perfect experience, that's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I'm definitely going to hook up with you when we get off the air here and get some tickets. So you've sold me.
Oh,
nice
absolutely.
Job.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a pretty easy sell when you sell a great experience. You know, to be able to own my own bus company, which we have 14 motor coaches in the fleet now, and
started with one,
access,
right? Everybody hear that? Started with one,
and now I have 14, and then having the restaurant and the land, you know, across from Cowboy Stadium, to be able to do the one-stop shop, as I call it, the easy access, call me, it's done, and, you know, they go to the hotel, get on the bus, next thing you know, they're sitting at the tailgate party, eating and drinking, and then they're walking right across the street. So, yeah, it's almost like I monopolized the system on how to go to a Cowboy game.
Now, you said you got a tent that for 16,000 fans?
No.
No. It's 16,000 square foot.
Oh, shit. Goddamn town, 16,000 fans. I've never seen that big of a tent.
Oh, man, I wish I could. I mean, here's the deal. If we could get 16,000 people there, we'd sell it out, because it's just that big of a demand. And,
right.
You know, coming back to that, we've had a lot of players over there, and not just Cowboy games. You know, we've done concerts, and, of course, WrestleMania was there this year, and I was fortunate enough to bring one of my very close friends, Mr. Ric Flair, the greatest wrestler of all time.
Oh, Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy, coming over and did an autograph sign-in. And I've had a lot of celebrities over there, but I've never had to have 10 police officers to take an individual across the street for security, because I'm telling you, when Ric Flair's out there, the show is on.
Really?
I can imagine that. Hey, now I'm on the website now, and I know you do something for all the home games, it looks like, but the thing
Absolutely.
That grabbed my attention, and I'm telling you, ultimate thing, is down at the bottom of your page, and it's www.vipsportsgetaway.com, is it looked like you did a Lambeau field trip this year to see the boys up there.
Absolutely. It was our second trip in a row. So what I do is I charter bus or charter my own plane. And that's why I'm talking, a B-1 bomber's taking off across my office right now. I'm across the street from Dyess Air Force Base here in Abilene, Texas. So if y'all hear that, I apologize.
No, but, that's our boys. That's our boys. So go ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and so, we charter a jet. Holds 150 people, then I get the tickets, and we stay at the Dallas Cowboy Team Hotel. And we actually, that's our second year in a row doing it to Lambeau. And then next year, you know, there's a couple of destinations. So we're getting into that aspect now, that we're traveling to other communities or to other stadiums. And it's worked out good. We've sold out both planes both times.
And now, Chris, as a fan, I want to get on your thing here. I don't have to worry about anything. Do I just take care of the finances, and you guys take care of the rest, right?
That's it.
I mean, give me your credit card, John. We'll take care of the rest.
That's so easy, though. I mean, I hate doing all the paperwork, and I got to do this, I got to do that.
Well, you're always going to forget something when you do it on your own.
And we're actually kind of like a bank, too, because we're one of the few people, since we own our own tickets and own everything, we can finance somebody's trip. So if they want to put a couple of $100 down or $100 down and then call in and make a payment, because the lucky thing about us is the schedule comes out in April. Wow. And the season doesn't start until September. That gives people plenty of time throughout the year to just pay on it. And once the game's around, guess what? It's paid off, and you're going to have fun.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
I'll tell you what, Christmas is coming up. All you Cowboy fans out there, what a better experience than that, you know? Put that down, get a hold of Chris, and you don't have to worry about missing anything. Chris is going to create the total experience for you, the pregame, the game itself,
the
postgame.
This is something a wife can definitely buy a husband.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Jack. You read my mind.
I hope they're listening. Jesus.
I hope they're listening. If they're not, yeah, we can tag them on this.
The hell with them ties we get. They gave us goofy-ass ties all the time. This is something I would love.
John, tell the truth. Do you own a tie?
No, I don't. I got the clip-ons.
Well, yeah, that's what was so, Chris, why, you know, when we got together and got to talk a little bit, I was so fired up about getting you on, just because the people that are listening to our podcast, people that are friends of the Cowboys podcast right now, are from around the world, really. And
oh, absolutely, they're everywhere.
Yeah. And are you seeing that most of your clientele, they're coming in from other states and cities, or are you catering to a lot of the hometown people there? How's your mix look for?
That's a great question, and I can give you a great answer to this, because there's a lot of people in my community. Abilene is about 100,000 people, and a lot of people are mind boggled. They say, "Well, how in the world you get so many people to go to a Cowboy game and you just live in Abilene?" And I said, "Well, that's where you're mistaken. Internet beats geography." So we bring people from all over the world. They meet us in Dallas. They fly in from anywhere. Then we use our motor coaches and our limo buses to pick them up and take them to the hotel, get them to the game, and then they get back and they're gone. So the best part of what we do is you can come from anywhere in the world, and that's open to the world. So that's how I best explain it. And yes, I do a lot of corporate stuff here in my hometown and the surrounding areas. The people that know me, they'll buy a full busload and take, you know, we have a lot of car dealers that take their whole their salespeople and their office staff to a game. We do a lot of Christmas parties that way. So it's good for both ways, but yes, we do get a lot of people that come from out of town.
Okay, so now here's my next question, where I'm going to load you up here.
Okay.
We just made the playoffs. We're about ready to, on Sunday night, secure home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Do you have a playoff ticket experience?
Absolutely.
Dynamite drop in there, Steve-O.
When you own season tickets, you know, you get those for the playoffs. And we're actually... before I got on the phone with you guys, we're just selling them left and right. People are already stacking up, ready to go. So we know we're in, and so that's the good part about it.
Okay, and as soon as, like I said, I'm on the website now, and I know it doesn't look like there's any updates as of yet for the playoffs.
Not yet, but it's coming.
Okay.
We're going to wait. We're waiting until after the game Sunday.
Okay.
To kind of see.
Right.
That's going to be a good telling point if we're going to have a wild card game possibly or the divisional game. So right now it's looking towards the divisional game, we're hoping. And that way we skip the wild card round.
Absolutely.
And then we can put our packages. We just need a date, you know what I mean?
But right.
A lot of people that are calling, believe it or not, they really don't care when the date is. They just want to make sure that they have a ticket.
No, absolutely. That's awesome. Now, you know, just because it's lunchtime and I'm a little hungry, I'm looking at this Fishbone Grill and Sports Bar. You say you own that right across the street, right?
Absolutely. I believe it or not, this journey has brought me into being the restaurant business. I got lucky when I fell into that deal. The Fishbone has been there for 34 years. It was there before the Dallas Cowboys Stadium even thought about being across the street. And they came in and redeveloped all that area. They put Six Flags, the Rangers Ballpark, and then they stuck Cowboy Stadium right across the street from my restaurant.
That was definitely Jerry Jones. I'm sure he ate there before, right? So he knew what he was doing.
Jerry actually eats there once a month.
There you go. He knew what he was doing.
He comes in a lot. A lot of the players come in a lot. As a matter of fact, after the game of the day, Lucky Whitehead showed up over there, and he said, man, I got to get some of that fish. So I'm always there on game days or events, and, of course, I have a great manager that runs it. It's open daily.
I think I ate there 2 years ago. Before the game, I went there. It looked very nice, and I ate your taco with the fish. It was unbelievable.
The fish tacos.
Yeah, it was outstanding. I enjoyed the hell out of them. So
what we need to do, guys, is we need to get y'all down here to a game and put y'all right out on the patio and do your podcast or a live Facebook remote right across the street from the stadium before a game. And I'm telling you, it'll be unbelievable.
Yeah, that would be great.
Having a tackling session with Billy Bates would be fun as well.
Yeah, I want to do
I'm
that.
Tell you, he's
probably
doing
knocked the hell out of us.
You go first.
I'm going to go first.
You go first.
I can get around him.
That's awesome stuff. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that, and like I said, I know that I'm for sure, and our friend of the show, the professor, we call her Colleen Case, we'll both be at the Monday night game, so I know I'm going to have to make arrangements.
Come on over to
get over there, and we're hoping, and I know we talked a little off the air, maybe we can arrange something to get the show still down there this year sometime for that.
Absolutely.
Maybe on that Monday night, but. Man, this is awesome. Tell us once again, you know.
How do they get in touch with you?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website, VIPSportsGetaway.com, or you can call our offices here in Abilene, 325-676-1199, or you can get us on Facebook at VIP Sports Getaway. And, you know, we're always – if you get to go to VIP Sports Getaway on our Facebook page, you'll get to see a lot of the Bill Bates tailgate pictures and all the fun that the people are having and, you know, see some videos. We did the mannequin challenge on the last game, and we had 1,500 people just – stop.
Wow.
And had the camera go through the whole tent, and it was very, very cool, and everybody was sharing it, and you know, and that's the best part about the tailgate. You know, it's build up. It's a lot of fun. We get them all hyped up, and it, like I said, it's just a little stepping stone to what you're actually going to the prize, which is watching the Cowboy game.
Right.
You're going to be with your friends on this Sunday?
Who's that?
Watching the game against the Giants?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm debating maybe going down to Las Vegas and taking a couple of days off and watching it in Vegas, but you know, you never know. If not, I'll be here in Abilene watching it with some buddies and you know, rooting the Cowboys on, because we definitely need to beat the Giants and continue that you know, home field throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, we definitely need that. Now, I did read something else on here on the website. You guys do a little sideline pass giveaway, too, every time you do one of these parties, right?
Absolutely. We do a sideline pass giveaway where they can it's to the Miller Lite Club, where you can go down underneath the stadium. You get to stand where the Cowboys come out and, you know, give them a high five. And you get to stand right on the front edge of the sideline there. It's really neat experience. And we've had a lot of winners on that get really excited. But every time they win it, they leave the tailgate because they get ready to go to the game because they want to go get on the sideline.
Absolutely.
Which I don't blame them. I would too.
Hey, you know what we ought to do, Steve-O? We ought to have Chris on the show Sunday. Anytime he could call in while we're doing the game live. I mean, we'll have that on Facebook. If Chris wants to chime in on that one, that'd be great as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I guess it would depend on if I'm in Abilene or if I'm in Vegas.
Chris, what we did on Thursday night, we went live with the Cowboy-Viking game, and it was an overwhelming success. And
I was actually there.
Oh.
Well,
I was actually there, and
he was actually on the sideline.
The
oh, my God. Well, and we're planning on doing it this Sunday. Am I correct in that, General Steve-O?
Yeah.
So we're going to go live with our podcast during the Cowboy-Giant game. Yeah. Hey, I want to touch back on the side. What is it? Pass the sideline? What did you say the thing was?
Sideline passes.
I was with my youngest son. His name's Emmett. There you go, right? Emmett Smith.
Yeah, there you go.
Emmett Grogan. But they were showing the Cowboys going back in the locker room at halftime, and he goes, Dad, so when are you getting me tickets there? Like, you little turd. So I guess
you got the hookup now.
Absolutely.
And we've had some good players in a lot, you know, some of the legends over at the tailgate. We've had, y'all remember Kenny the Shark, number 29. He's been over a few times. Kenny Gant.
Kenny Gant, absolutely.
Oh, Kenny Gant, you know, the Shark. We love him. He's a good friend of the family. We've had Everson Walls over numerous times. We've had Dixon Edwards over with Bill, and one of our all time favorites every Thanksgiving, Mr. Hollywood Henderson always.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that man right there, he is something else. He's a great individual for sure.
Is it true he hit the lotto twice?
I heard
that. How the hell did he hit the lotto twice?
he hit
with
it
with a name
twice,
like Hollywood.
And it was big money both times. And I'll tell you a funny story. This is kind of neat. Every now and then I'll text him and I'll say, "Hey, can you give me six numbers off the top of your head between 1 and 50?
Did he pick them? Did he pick those numbers?
Actually, I've picked them 3 or 4 times, but they never won. But I just thought, how unique would it be Hollywood's numbers got me the third time.
There you go. Well, I didn't know if he picked them or he got one of those quick pick things. But
No, I'd call him in and he'd pick them. And he'd just give me random numbers. And I'd say, "Hey, can you just give me 6 random numbers?" It's just a text message. And he'll text me back 6 random numbers. He goes, "These are the numbers I'm feeling right now."
Well, you got to go with it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to play them. I mean, come on.
That's beautiful.
Well, perfect. Before we let you go, I need 2 things from you. I need your favorite all-time Cowboy, your favorite current Cowboy, and I need a game day prediction for Sunday night.
Well, there's no doubt my all-time favorite Cowboy is Bill Bates. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have him, you know, stay over at my home. He's family to me. We've been doing this a long time now, so even if he wasn't the greatest all-time Cowboy in my eyes, I mean, he's just a great individual, and that sounds fair.
Character guy.
He's a very good character guy, and my favorite player now. Oh man, it's hard not to like Zeke.
Yeah,
I really like him. It's and Dak too, but I think, you know, and Jason Witten's up there too. But I really like Zeke. You know, that's his first year, but I really like him. He's my favorite right now, and then. The prediction is definitely the Cowboys, and I don't know what the score is going to be. I think it's going to be close, but let's go 24-17 Cowboys.
24-17, Chris is going with.
So, awesome. Chris, I got to ask there, we talk highly of Sean Lee all the time. From what we see and what we know, is he kind of a Bill Bates character type of guy?
Yeah, that's
he really is.
Question.
I've been fortunate enough to meet Sean, and very, very nice guy. I mean, he's just – super genuine, and you know, for the most part, all the Cowboys are really genuine. I've been fortunate enough to with my season tickets and my sponsorships to get to go to a lot of events that they go to and golf tournaments, and you know, they're all just really down to earth, and you know, hanging out with some of them in training camp, and and Jerry too. Jerry's a great guy too. I mean, he gets a lot of bad publicity sometimes, but I mean,
we love him.
I think I love him too. I think he's a great businessman, and he loves the Cowboys, and you know, he wants to win.
Hey,
don't get that twisted.
how many owners do you know out there that really care for a win, for a W, and not just use it their team for business? And this guy does both. It's excellent.
He does both.
Well,
yeah.
I'm telling you, he wants to win, and there is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I know that for a fact.
So, Chris, do you think the Cowboys, the way they are, is that a direct reflection of Garrett and their leadership?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think they have a great system in place, and I think the players, they're finally getting the right players in the system. And you know, you look at Emmitt and Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman, and that, you know,
and triplets,
you know,
absolutely.
Garrett, you know, that success story there, and we're kind of reliving it right now, I believe.
Yeah, it's we talked about on Thanksgiving there. You know, Garrett, when his big win over the Redskins, when he came in for Aikman when Aikman was out, it was kind of his moment to shine.
Yeah. So they can get a hold of you, Chris, by VIPSportsGetaway.com. And your phone number again?
325-676-1199.
And, well, this sounds great. I think I'm going to talk my wife into something like this. It's beautiful.
Well, I know I'm going to make my boys happy. That's for sure. I'm probably not going to make my wife happy.
Come on down. We look forward to seeing you guys.
All right. All right.
Perfect. Chris, thanks so much.
Appreciate it. And we'll definitely see you on the December 26th game.
Without a doubt, my friend. It's great talking to you. We'll have you on again soon.
And nice meeting you, Chris.
Awesome job today.
Oh, absolutely, guys.
Possibly Sunday, right?
Yeah. Love to have you on Sunday.
Yeah, y'all got my number. Just give me a text and let me know. Call in.
Take care.
Thanks, Chris. Bye now.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all.
Man, that was awesome. I mean, this guy's got it going on.
It makes me want to buy a little yellow bus and start taking people to the horse tracks here.
Every 19 minutes,
little yellow bus. The
place goes crazy.
You know, I mean, we can make a fortune. Take retirement home people, wheel them into the bus, and put a big star on it. We're the Dallas Cowboy thing here.
The Jono experience.
Yeah.
That's got a good ring to it.
But my luck, a wheelchair will fall on me, and next thing you know, I'm down. I can't get anything going. But this guy's got
it. You'd leave a senior at the track. That would be bad.
I would forget a couple. I would hit a trifecta and not pick him up. No, but he started off with one bus. Now it's 14. Now he's gone crazy with this. People love it. It's a great idea.
Yeah, how great.
And he's
that?
Living his passion.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
I may go to Vegas or I may stay in my town.
Was in Minnesota last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sounds awful. I knew those things.
I'm happy as hell for him, man. You lay it out there. He said he was in the transportation business before, I guess, being trucking. And so he decided to buck up, bought himself one bus, and then bought himself a restaurant. And now look at the guy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Great
and
job.
I love
there, Chris.
That restaurant. Best tacos I've ever had. They had the fish tacos. No shit. It's unbelievable. When you go down there, you got
to
check that
out. I'm going to. Now, I'm hungry now. So don't talk about food.
I'm hungry too, man.
Don't talk about food. And we still got Colleen. Ready to go. She's sitting there. And we got
to
get her because guess what? She's got predictions and all the news and notes. So here we go. Let's get Colleen.
Colleen, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We are doing great.
Awesome.
We are doing great. Well, I got news for you on Colleen.
Yeah.
So I called her yesterday. We're talking, doing a little prep work for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how's it going? You got some news? She goes, boy, I'm going to be filled with it because she's already down in Texas.
Really?
Yeah. She made her winter. What did we call that? The winter fly, snowbird.
She's like them geese.
She's like the geese.
Flying south for the winter.
She flew south for the winter from California to Texas. So break it down. Give us a scoop.
How's your shoulders? You okay?
That's from you flying. That's Rich
nobody
over
got
there.
The joke.
Threw Colleen off. Hey, Colleen, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. So you're going down to Texas, huh?
I drove down here to Texas.
Oh
yes.
My God, that was wrong.
You could have come to St. Louis and picked us up, and then we could have all went down to Texas.
Well, John on his bus. If you listen to the episode, he's getting himself a yellow bus to take people to the track now. So.
Let's talk about that off the air.
Off the air.
Yeah, because this is a great idea. I think someone's going to steal my senior citizens at the horse track, and that would be great.
We could have two buses, one for Jono to take and the other to pick up.
Yeah. So what do you think, Colleen? Big game coming up against the Giants here.
It is, and I think we're going to do okay.
Yeah. I think the injury reports really favor us on this one.
I mean that as good.
We don't have injury report. They have it this time.
Jean-Pierre Paul.
Well, Jean-Pierre Paul's the only one who's going to miss the game.
That's enough for me.
Yeah.
That defensive line really counts on him. Then that defense in general relies a lot on him. And I think with our offensive line now, I think they're going to be bringing up some young guys. I don't see us having any problems here, guys.
No, I agree with you. And if you look at Pierre Paul, last year, and let me count how many. Oh, I can't. Lost a cow. Is it too soon?
Too soon.
But last year, and even, he really kind of struggled to get back to his form. And for the last 2 months, I mean, this guy's been basically a defensive MVP. I mean, he's been wreaking havoc across the league. And it's good. It's a blessing for us not to have to face him, although I wasn't scared if we did, but it's better that we didn't.
You're right. Colleen, your thoughts?
Well, I wasn't worried if we were going to face him. My only thing now is that gives them an excuse. You know, they're going to use it. If they lose, we lost because we didn't have
I won't lose any sleep, whatever they say. Trust me.
You know, Colleen, I talk all the time about excuses or solutions. You can make excuses all you want and tell me if you get anything from it, or you can find solutions and be victorious and successful. So whichever one you like to work out. But I can see the Giants making excuses. Well, we beat the Cowboys in week one. Well, yeah, you're already 8-4. Don't worry about it.
I really think, Colleen, that when they caught us, we were rookies. Now we're veterans.
Exactly.
Rookies to the whole team.
It was the first game of the season, and things were just coming together. And I don't look at that game as a telltale we're not going to.
20-19, am I right? Was that the
score? Doesn't matter, though, Rich.
What I'm saying is.
It was a one-point difference.
We had no idea who we were. We've got two rookies coming out. The whole world's upset because Romo's out. Who's this Zach Prescott guy? And bang, now look at us.
Yeah, they're still trying to find their identity. You know, they know who we know who we are now. So
totally different
dynamic to this game.
And like I said, I got a nice stat here, Colleen. I'll bring this up again. The New York Giants are ranked 31st on third down conversions. Now that is, there's only one other rotten team out there, and that's your Rams team, Steve-O, and they're ranked 32. But this is 33.7 on third down conversions. The Cowboys at 46%, and 46%, or I'm sorry, 43% of it is on the road. That's nice. That's out of 4 out of 6. You say something like that, or 3 out of 5? That's not bad at all, man. I think we're looking pretty good, Colleen.
Yeah, when you look at all the stats, it's heavy on the Cowboys side. Favors the Cowboys heavily on our side. I know there. I mean, it's not going to be an easy game. I think any of our division games, they aren't. And it's just the rivalry that amps things up.
You're right about that. But I really see their offensive line, the New York Giants offensive line right now is completely young and completely banged up. Our defensive line, guys, against the run, we are number 5 against the run. I mean, for us to be critics before the season started, say, hey, we got to protect against the run, now we've done that. We've solidified that.
Right, and I just don't want to get into a situation where, you know, obviously we're stopping the run, and then we play soft in the secondary and defensive backs like we have these past couple weeks, because for some reason Eli still has that ability to just be an itch, you know, a thorn in the side.
Well, he's a Manning.
Right. And he is, and he likes to throw much more than he likes the run game. So I think we can expect him to be doing more of that, and we've got to be ready for it and be ready to match up against Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, how they've taken Victor Cruz out of their game. I mean, this guy can still play. They put him in the slot now, and he's not good there. He'd rather be inside, and they've completely taken him off the map. I think now is the time that the Cowboys just say, you know what, let's really focus in on Beckham, really focus in and get our – but you know what, that's when they hit us, too, with this damn Victor Cruz, too. I don't want to see this dance at all in the end zone, so –
I think that's going to be the matchup this week, is their receivers against our DBs. I think that's the big matchup this week.
It all boils down. We've got to put pressure on Manning. We got to get in Eli's face and rush him.
So, Colleen, what do you got going down in Texas? I know you drove down there. Are you meeting some friends down there for the game?
My daughter lives down here, and on December 19th, she's having a baby.
Oh, God bless. That's beautiful.
Congratulations.
Cowboy fan, baby, right?
Boy or girl?
A little boy.
Okay.
Do we have a name? Let's break some breaking news
here. His name is going to be David Kelly.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. If it was me, I'd name him Ed Too Tall. Like Rich over there.
So, So Colleen, just a little background. So Rich is, you know, Rich is part of the team here, and Rich, fill us in on the kids' names here.
He fills us in every week.
Well, it's for those that aren't listening all the time. Austin is my oldest. He's 16. We were quite confident it happened in Austin, Texas, when we were there.
Wow.
And Madeline's the middle one, and it's just kind of a country name, I guess. And then Emmett is my third one. He's 8 years old, just turned eight. So, the real thing is, it's always tough finding names for your kids. Well, I was a teacher for 11 years, and I, you know, also a coach, baseball, football, and hockey, and then going around talking to teams. So there's a lot of names you just can't possibly name your kid. And then my wife is a psychiatric nurse, and so she had a lot of, you know, so we're going through the name
crazy
list.
Crazy names,
like,
there?
No. And we want to have something different.
Ethan, no, absolutely no way.
Well, I tell you what, Colleen, that's a beautiful name.
That kid kicked his nose in gym class.
See what I got to deal with here, Colleen. That's a beautiful name for your grandkid there. And so how many people are in the family watching the game down there?
There are...
You guys going to have one big party?
Yeah, there are two other grandchildren, and then my daughter and her husband. So there'll be a whole bunch of us watching.
That's great. That's
all
great.
Cowboys
now, let me ask, is the husband part of your fan group? Did he get weasel his way in there? Or is he the only guy?
Yeah, is he once a former Rams guy on the sideline?
You mean my son-in-law?
Yeah, your son-in-law.
My son-in-law is not a member.
All right.
My daughter is a member.
There
no.
you go.
No, men do not get in the group.
That's what we said.
John,
Steve,
I tried to get in.
You wouldn't let me
in.
That.
So come on.
I'm trying to weasel my way in. She's got all the... hoards all the good information.
I have players who have asked me, can you add me to the group, please?
Yeah.
As an exception. I'm a player. I'm like, no.
Well, send them our way, for love of God.
They can be a part of our group.
Yeah, we'll let them in.
Yeah.
Well, the ladies are like, oh, we should make an exception for certain players.
Once you make one exception, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, because the ladies, you know, no.
Yeah, so
well,
we don't need distractions.
We brought up one of our current favorite players a couple minutes ago with Sean Lee, and he's been nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Isn't that awesome?
Awesome and fitting. And since we're talking about, and John will hate me on this, but maybe I'll get a little bit of respect, but my daughter is named after Walter Payton. Much same thing.
You got to
go through all the names, but we were watching the 50 greatest athletes of the century thing when about the time she was going to be born, and we just looked at the name Payton, and we do spell it Payton, not the Pey.
Good.
So that's what my daughter.
Well, thank
named
God,
after.
I thought you named her Walter. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? How can you name your daughter Walter?
You name anything you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
And I got to contest for Steve-O's kids there. They're absolutely wonderful. They're rock stars. How about JJ? What was he named after?
It's a family name.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's move on here.
Well, it's something going here.
Walton's Mountain here. Love of God.
Anybody
All
else
right.
have kids?
So what do you think, Colleen, this weekend? What's going to be – what's the one part that we're going to exploit from the Giants? What's one thing that you're really pumped up about?
Oh, well,
the running?
I think that our run game is, you know, Zeke's going to have an excellent game compared to his first game against them. I think he's just going to take off because he's grown so much already, and then they just don't have the defense that's going to be able to hold him. I know they paid big money for that defensive line, and it has gotten better, but I still don't think they're going to be able to.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. I see Prescott running a lot now. I don't think that this Giant defensive line can contain him and make that bubble. I just don't see it happen. I see Prescott getting out of that box. And this is going to open it up, boys, because I really see this as a big threat, and they're going to look at this threat as something that they're going to move the linebackers and the corners in on to try to respect it a little bit more, and that's where he's going to find the Wittens, he's going to find the Beasleys. It's going to happen.
Exactly. When I look at it, I see the Giants in trouble, because if they move up to contain Zeke, then we've got Dez and Witten and Cole and Lucky Whitehead and
Trent
Butler
and Terrence Williams. Yeah,
you know, yeah. So if they and then if they try the other, then we've got Dak who can run. So you know, I think it's kind of been the question all along. There is no pattern to it. It's, you know, we've got so many options now with what we can do, it makes it hard to cover us.
No, you're definitely right. We've got so many multiple design plays now that if they want to move up in the box, that's fine. We'll dump it right over the middle to our side guy with Witten right there waiting for a pass. I mean, we are just – We got it all together this year, boys.
We're clicking.
Yeah, not only that, but, you know, I mean, as we get out there in the social media universe, far too often, you know, you see when you get around the holiday time, you see the players going out and doing certain things, and, you know, it's usually not the big-name veteran that goes out there and does it. It's usually, you know, the rookies that are relegated to that duty, and we happen to have a couple of fine rookies, and I'm seeing all over social media these guys are out buying gifts and you know, delivering turkeys and, you know, or at the food bank, whatever it is, visiting hospitals together, and let me tell you what, that sort of bond,
I think you're right,
with those guys, I will hope will propel us into, you know, a run of, you know, a couple of Super Bowl rings.
Yep. Well, it's that, you hear me talk about it all the time, the fist, working together as a unit, and then, you know, keeping each other in line. Somebody gets out of line, the unit brings them back in. And I think Garrett, as our last caller, Chris, we spoke about, Garrett's kind of been the nucleus here of putting everybody together and holding a sense of accountability.
Right,
but now you got two rookies along with the veterans all working together. And I think it's absolutely incredible.
And they're doing... Ahead, they're Callum, doing sorry. That with every part of the team.
It's a true team.
Our offensive line is making a point of going to dinner as a group once a week. Our defensive line is doing the same thing. So they're pairing up, matching up, doing stuff as to off-field, you know,
right.
On their own, they're doing it together, and that's important.
It's all about together. That's why it's almost like a Zepco 33 with a 10-pound test line. They work hand-in-hand. Perfect.
And football is one of those sports where, to your point, Rich, where it's a team effort. I mean, of all the sports, it is probably the one where you have to have everyone on the same page on the field at the same time, you know.
Well, every play, 11 men have to do their job and then count on the
just
other person.
Just takes one to break
job.
Down.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
What did that George Allen, I know he used to be the Redskins coach, but he said, all 40 men do their job. There's no way we could lose. So, something to... I know that, George Allen. Don't throw anything at me.
I'm proud of you for having the quote there. That's nice, Jono.
Yeah, you could use that on one of your motivational shows.
I'm going to do it.
And
it's just nice to see this team can not only win but come together, you know, and really galvanize, this term you like to use.
That's my word.
I know,
man. I love that word.
You would love it.
Galvanize.
You did not come up with that on your own.
I had to look it up, and actually in a pop-up book, and it, I found out what the hell it meant, and I liked it.
But that's
what he was reading to his daughter during what those commercials you love.
Yeah. I read that to my Ed Too Tall Jones, and she loved it.
So no, it's just nice to see that. So on to the more important things, Colleen. We're going to go ahead, and I know we talked a little bit about it. I think we're going to do the Facebook Live on Sunday night again for the game. Are you?
Sounds good.
You're on board for that, right?
Sure.
Perfect. How did you guys like that, Colleen?
I got nothing but positive feedback.
Nice.
So I think it was good.
I think the way we should do it for you guys out there that are watching it, maybe put your TV on a like an 8 to 10 second delay,
So then you guys could be, because we're late, man. Yeah. It's like watching a Tokyo movie of King Kong and Godzilla.
The mouth, yeah.
Yeah, it's not matching up to anything here. So if you guys put yours on the delay too, then we're all contrasting.
Are we able to
together.
Fix that, or is it? Was that?
No, no, that's part of the whole thing there. So, but this is how we beat them. This is it here.
Stick
guys.
It to the man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, so we're looking forward to doing that. Like I said, we're going to, you know, Jono ate way too much last time, so we're not bringing in the food.
Me? I ate 9 wings. So, love of God.
So we'll avoid the food, but I think Rodney and Rich.
What do you mean we're avoiding the food? We need the food.
Rodney and Rich will have their laptops here so we can get a little bit more interaction.
I can't eat a laptop. I need your food. Get Pizza Hut back out of here. For love of God, what's wrong with these people? All right, so
Rodney,
Colleen.
Do you think Jono left hungry that night?
He did not.
Okay.
And it took us a good 30 minutes
too,
to clean up the grease.
You too.
The sticky finger
marks
over there.
I came over and took some of his wings there.
Thank you.
Now heard about it. Thank
I
you.
Created a diversion while I did that too. So,
all right. So, Colleen, before we were rudely interrupted with this food thing, what's the score here? What do you see?
24-17.
Wow, that's just what Chris called on VPISportsGetaway.com. Here he called 24-17. Great minds think alike.
I'll tell you.
What about you guys? Let's go around the table here. Rodney, what do you got here, babe?
I actually think it's going to be a little higher scoring game this time around. I'm going to go 30-24 Cowboys.
30-24. We're still keeping it in a 6-7 point range. And Rich?
We're going to light up the scoreboard.
We're going to light it up here.
Absolutely.
What do you got?
After that debacle there against Minnesota, we won.
We won, Rich.
We won.
Relax.
But
relax here.
Points.
What a
Come
critic
on.
You are, you know?
I know. I'm horrible today. That's like three negative comments.
No, don't be
I'm
negative.
I'm done. My week's gone.
All right. What do you got? What do you got, babe?
What do we got? We're going to go 38-10.
38. Wow. I love it. I love it. You, big man.
Well,
Steve-O, give it to me, babe.
What do you got on the Vegas spread here?
It's three.
Three.
It's three.
Okay. So if I'm the Giants.
You're not the Giants. Or are you the Giants? Are you going to put a 16-by-20 pick of Eli on your wall now?
No, it's the Odell Beckham catch.
Okay.
It's a heartbreak wall, man.
All right.
But I'm going to take the points if I'm the Giants, and the Cowboys win 23-21 on a late Dan Bailey field goal.
Unbelievable, dude. I never want you in my foxhole, you know that? I want you, Rich, and
hey,
I'm telling
Des
you right
Bryant's
now.
Bryant's going off, baby. I heard he's healthy and playing well.
You had it 6 points. Don't be waving your hands around.
Oh, come on.
I like this one. 32-17 is what I got.
I was thinking the 17.
32-17.
10. How come every time you pick a score,
it's always right there?
It's mathematically impossible to get to there.
What are you talking about?
They got to have 7 safeties, a touchdown, a 2-point conversion. Can you pick a normal number?
Well, actually, I went to a witch doctor. The chicken bones I ate, I threw them up in the air, and it ended up being 32-17. So that's what I got here.
Is anybody scored 32 in the NFL this year? Is it like the
Safeties
number
are
32?
Up this year.
No, you got a 2-point conversion. You got a 2-point conversion. You got a 2-point problem going on with a safety. Don't leave my score alone, will you?
Hey, that's a drop kick. What's that worth? Oh, 2 points.
2 points, yeah. All right, Colleen. Well, tune into our show again, and it's going to be great. We're really excited about it. And another shout-out to another group out there, 44,000 strong. They're Cowboy fans. They're called Sports Days Dallas Cowboys Fan Central. So if you guys are Cowboy fans, go on to their page, too, and put a big like on them. I've been checking out their stuff. That's Sports Days Dallas Cowboys Fan Central. So you can't go wrong with that either.
That's a mouthful,
but I got it out.
You did.
All right, Colleen, we'll take care, and we will see you this Sunday. We'll talk to you.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
See you, pal.
Bye.
Thanks, Colleen.
All right, my friends, from the Cowboy studio here, Steve-O, Rich, Rodney, Jono, we are out of here. Enjoy the big game Sunday.
Let's do it.
Go Cowboys. Boys.
Go Boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.